I'm Jim Benson, and you're listening to TV Time Machine on Intelligent Talk, 1170 KCBQ, and archived on TVTimeMachine.com.
And now, a holiday message from the Kardashians.
Hey, everybody! After such a busy year, we wanted to take some time off from doing whatever it is we do to wish everyone a happy holidays.
So to all our friends, Merry Christmas.
To all our agents and managers, Happy Hanukkah. And to all our boyfriends, have a great Kwanzaa!
Ladies and gentlemen, you're about to embark on a journey through a vast galaxy that traverses memory, generations, and popular culture. A magical trip through time as we meet the men and women of yesterday and today who have shaped not only what we see on TV, but the way we see ourselves. I'm Jim Benson. Join me, if you will, on an exploration of television's past, present, and future as we climb aboard the TV Time Machine. Our destination subject today will be Saturday Night Live and one of the brightest lights of SNL, cast member Nassim Pedrad. Ms. Pedrad herself will join us to help navigate this particular excursion into the realm of modern-day classic television comedy. We'll begin our exciting and fun-filled odyssey right after these brief messages.
I was born Mary Tyler Moore.
It's Jesse Donald Knotts.
Fred McFeely Rogers.
Leslie Moonves.
Isabel Sanford.
Leslie Renee Stahl.
Robert Edward Turner.
Regis Francis Philbin.
Aaron Spelling.
Since 1999, the Archive of American Television has been preserving the memories, knowledge, and insights of the men and women whose talents and vision have helped shape this remarkable medium. Over 500 video interviews with these TV legends are now available on the Archive of American Television website at metvlegends.org. There, you can sign up to receive news, updates, and also become a sponsor to help preserve television history for generations to come. That's metvlegends.org.
The mythological proportions of Star Trek provide something that's missing in people's consciousness psyche.
The Archive of American Television, capturing television history, one voice at a time.
And welcome to this edition of Ask Gloria Allred. I'm Gloria Allred. This week, many of you have written or emailed to congratulate me on my recent press conference with Nikki Diaz. Nikki is the undocumented worker from Mexico who was employed by Meg Whitman, currently the Republican candidate for governor of California, as a housekeeper. It is a heart-wrenching story, and many of you thanked me for bringing it to the nation's attention. But some had questions. For example, Denise from Nashville asks, when you die, Gloria, and you go instantly to hell, which I think we can all agree will absolutely happen, will you just burn with all the other ambulance chasers who spent their lives bringing misery into the world? Or will there be a special ring or level of hell just for you? Well, that's it for tonight's show. We'll see you next week. Until then, please pay attention to me. And live from New York, it's Saturday night!
Today on the TV Time Machine, we are pleased to welcome a remarkably talented woman whose comic gifts help continue the great tradition of television's longest-running variety series, The Legendary Saturday Night Live. On this edition of our program, SNL cast member Nassim Pedrad joins us to discuss her life and career journey that began in her birth country of Iran, ultimately arriving in the Big Apple and becoming a major cast member on the comedy classic Saturday Night Live. In addition to her hilarious contributions to late-night television, Ms. Pedrad is also an accomplished stand-up and improv artist, writer, and primetime actress, having played roles in such shows as Gilmore Girls, ER, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Over the next few segments, Nassim Pedrad will not only help us explore virtually every aspect of this amazing television and cultural phenomenon known as SNL, but will also discuss bringing to life her amazing galaxy of comic characters, including Bedelia, Kathy Griffin, Gloria Allred, and many, many more. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to stay up late, feel free to take center stage. as we say never mind to the past and announce, ladies and gentlemen, Nassim Pedra. Nassim, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
You're very welcome. Hi.
Now, Nassim, you grew up in the United States, but you were born in Iran. Now, tell us about how your family ultimately came to America from Iran.
Well, I was very young. I think I was about 3. And my parents actually met in the States. But I was born in Tehran and left when I was 3. I don't remember much of it, but we moved to Berkeley, California, and I grew up in California pretty much my whole life.
Now, was there a difficult adjustment for your folks at the time in terms of, you know, cultural changes?
I think the most difficult adjustment was relocating, to a country that really they were just planning on, they were just in the States for college, and I'm sure, had planned on raising a family in Iran, and then the revolution happened, so they decided to move to the States.
Now, where do you think you inherited your sense of humor? Was it your mom, your dad, or maybe another extended member of your family?
I definitely had an aunt growing up that was really funny, and I remember just being a kid and watching her do impressions of family members and just the whole family cracking up at her, and I'm sure that had a great deal of influence on me. My grandmother actually is also pretty funny. She's got a really sharp tongue and a dry wit, and, I think my grandmother and my aunt, I would say, are the two people that I grew up finding very hilarious, and I'm sure that had, an effect on me. But my parents, they're funny. I don't know that they're trying to be, but they're definitely fun to laugh at.
Now, you primarily grew up in Irvine, California.
Mm-hmm.
That's like the ultimate suburb for anybody who, isn't familiar with Irvine. What was life like for you growing up as a girl there?
Very safe and simple, and I can totally see why, parents would want to raise their kids there. They had, great schools, and, I definitely knew I wasn't going to necessarily stay there when I graduated high school, and now it's nice to go back and visit because I feel like time moves a lot slower in Irvine, which can be really lovely sometimes when you're living in a hectic city.
So when you were in Irvine, did you have visions of going to the big city or L.A., Hollywood, the Big Apple, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I think I just mostly, I knew that I wanted to perform, and I knew that I would probably have to leave Irvine if I wanted to do anything beyond some sort of community theater. So I went to UCLA and studied theater, and it was sort of a perfect transition for me. Creatively from having done theater in high school.
In Irvine, what was school life like for you? Like high school, were you a class clown? What kind of friends did you hang out with?
I guess I had a mix. I definitely was involved in theater. So you can imagine what that crew was like. It's a very... schools that are lucky enough to have a theater program tend to have a tight-knit group of kids that, are part of the drama club or putting on plays, doing spring musical, writing one acts. And I was lucky to be a part of that. And then I was also in student government. So I guess I had different groups of friends, but I feel like I was a pretty involved student and tried to keep myself as busy as possible. I'm sure if for nothing else to just want to be well-rounded and get into college.
Besides your aspiration to go to college, did you have a specific plan in mind? I mean, did you know exactly what you wanted to do? Did you have a goal in that sense?
I did know that I really loved comedy and I loved to act, but I wasn't sure that... I mean, ultimately, I think my desire to be successful eclipsed my desire to be an actor, meaning I don't know that I would have been able to, like, you know, stick it out forever if I couldn't get a job. And I even thought about, well, if this acting thing doesn't work out, I might just go to law school. So, yeah, I wasn't, like, certain that I was going to commit to be an actor and at all costs. I just decided when I graduated from college to work really hard at it and hope for the best and do everything I can to pursue it because, of course, it was my dream. And, you know, I'm lucky to have gotten the opportunity to do SNL.
When you were growing up, what were some of your favorite movies or TV performers? Did anyone particularly inspire you?
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the show I watched more than anything was I Love Lucy growing up.
Really?
Because it was appropriate for a girl who's staying home from school sick. It was either that or, like, Judge Judy. So I watched a lot of I Love Lucy, and I just was so blown away by how ahead of her time she was with the comedy that she was doing, considering, you know, the years she was doing it in. I probably would say Lucille Ball was maybe one of my bigger influences.
Now, I'm sure you've gotten this question before, but did you watch SNL growing up? Did your parents allow you to stay up that late?
Yeah, definitely, especially when you're a kid and you're not driving anywhere on a Saturday night.
Right.
This was, of course, before TiVo. It's all I did. I mean, it was my lifelong dream to be on the show. I don't think as a child I necessarily knew it was something I could actually pursue. It seemed like such a far reach, but I just enjoyed it as a fan, sure.
So you've fulfilled your dream, really. What would you say to people who have a similar dream?
Well, in this particular industry, it's really hard. I know so many talented people that, aren't working as much as they deserve to be. And I'm not going to pretend it's always easy to be an actor. I feel so lucky that I was able to get this job, but it's hard. And if you really love it, I think you don't have any choice but to try to pursue it. And ultimately, you have to kind of go after something that makes you happy. That's how I felt like when I graduated from college. I knew I could go straight to law school, but I knew that that wouldn't necessarily make me happy and that I'd always wonder. I'd always wonder what it would have been like if I had gone after what I really wanted. So if there are people that really want to do this, I would just say, you have to put in the work. You know, you don't just like wake up and end up on a TV show. I became very involved in the community, the comedy community in LA, and did Groundlings and wrote a one woman show and put that up at UCB. And, I was really working at it every day. You certainly you can't rely on luck.
We're going to have to take a little break from our fascinating journey, but never fear. I'll be back in a lightning flash with Nassim Pedrad, who is traveling with us on the TV Time Machine.